This is an interview with Arnold Wade, who was born in Wardle and lived in Wardle and Smallbridge all his life, and is a renowned model maker and a member of the history group. Will you come in, Arnold?
Yep. This is Arnold Wade. I was born at the Fuller's Arms, Ramsden Road, Wardle, which was across from the Wardle Conservative Club. Father brewed his own beer in the brewery at the back of the pub. I was the youngest of the family, with a brother called Sidney and a sister Kathleen. If I'd have been a girl, I would have been called Primrose, because I was born on Primrose Day, the 19th of April. At the age of about four, we left the Fuller's to come to the Welcome Inn at Hursted. This pub was opposite Stott Street, near the big house belonging to Jackson's, who owned Hursted Mill at the time. I remember having a birthday party at the Welcome for a few friends, Graham and Jack Sewell and Eric and Gordon Pickersgill and Stephen Hartley, and we had to wee on the fire so we could get out to play because it was a nice fine day. During my time at the Welcome Inn, we all went to St John's Church and school, and I remember Mr Percival, Ada Walwork and Miss Mitchell. Ada Walwork had been a friend of my mother's in Wardle, and they always went to St James's at New Year's Day for the New Year's celebration. At this time we made friends with the Sewell family at Birch Road Farm, which was on the land now Wardle High School. Many happy times growing up with Graham and Jack, and also sister Isabel. Father Sewell, called Jack, with his wife Jessie, were like another mum and dad to me, and at school holidays I was a permanent member of the Sewell family, with my mother sending my clean clothes up with the milk float. Shortly after this we moved to the Green Man, at the bottom of Butch Road. It was a larger pub with more trade, and it was owned by the club's brewery, which was just across the road on the old road down Woogle. We had lots of happy times at the Green Man, and the 1935 Jubilee was a special occasion with a big celebration on St Andrew's Durnley football ground at the top of what is now Butch Avenue and Gloucester Avenue. I also remember the present maternity hospital being built and the men coming into the pub for drinks and sandwiches. Another memory regarding the hospital was the tramps calling at the Green Man and leaving their coppers and belongings behind the bar in a row of old mugs and for collection after their day spent at the workhouse. This was Mother's idea of charity. Birchill also had a big farm which supplied all their milk and food. We used to count the number of cows passing Birch Road Farm to go up on East Hill after milking. As many as 60 head in those days. Mr Joe Fitton was the farm manager, and Bill Lord, who lived on Birch Road itself, was head carter, and he also used to show his horses at Rochdale Show on Balderstone. Shortly after this, the Rochdale Corporation bought Birch Road Farm from Jackson's Hursted House, and the Sewell family moved to Red Lee's Farm at Holcombe Brook, just through Bury, near Holcombe Tower, which is called Peel Tower. My friendship carried on, and I used to cycle over at weekend and stay overnight with three in a bed many a time. Isabel Sewell was now courting Sam Garside of Clegg Hall, and Sam used to bring me back in the milk van with my bicycle. This also meant a friendship with the Garsides. Father George and Emily were great people, and the family, Sam, Edith, Margaret and Dorothy, all worked on the farm. They had about 40 cows with two milk floats, four horses, milking every day, with Edith and Margaret doing most of the dairy work. Dorothy was younger and still at school. Many happy times resulted from this, and at dances at Milner Co-op and New Acorn Club were always followed by a gang of us walking back on Kill Lane to Clegg Hall and Smallbridge back home. There was also dances at St John's on a Saturday night with a blue ribbon biscuit and a cup of tea, Christ, the limelight of the evening. This is where I met Marjorie, my wife, who was also a member of the Amateur Dramatic Society. Bill Mitchell was our producer, and Tom Miller was stage manager, and his very large hammer, he was always building stage sets when we were rehearsing. When I left school at 14, I worked at Hursted Mill for a short time in the cellar, packing the cops into big wooden cases lined with white paper. The cops were in different grades, and there were also 20s, 40s and 60s packed in separate cases to go to the various mills for weaving. James Duckworth and Son was my next employer, errand boy with a heavy bike with a basket on the front. Mrs. Luncinetto at Haybrook used to have about 10 loaves delivered on a Saturday morning. The front basket was so heavy it used to tip up. From Duckworth's, I went to work at Smallbridge Co-op, also known as the Blue Store, at the bottom of Maitland Street, which was then Butworth Street, on Halifax Road. Fred Taylor was the manager at the time, and workmates included Jim Newby, Dennis Crabtree, later Wardle Co-op, and Leslie Hardman, Connie Jackson, Vera Simpson, and Ida Davis were all friends and workmates. I was called up for military service in 1943 at the age of 18 and spent 4 years. The first 6 weeks were at Glasgow in Maryhill Barracks, where it was unsafe to go out on your own. You had to go out with a few mates and avoid the chamber pots coming through the window of the tenements. About 6 weeks were also spent at Catterick with the Royal Signals, where I learnt to drive in the North Yorkshire area around Richmond and Barnard Castle. This has always remained very fond memories for me, and I still enjoy North Yorkshire and the Yorkshire Dales, typically Burnsall and Apple Treewick, which is near Skipton. After this, I was at spell at Catterick. I was posted to Felstead School in Essex. This was about the time of the preparing for D-Day, with a lot of troops dotted about, and we were keeping with the telephone lines and delivering the army mail to different HQs. Felixstowe was one place, now a large container port, on my last trip down there. During my service, I never fired a bullet in anger, but I did get to Belgium and Brussels in time for VE Day and all the celebrations at the time. I always say Hitler heard I was coming, so they packed it in. I came out demobbed on June 26, 1947, with my grey pinstripe suit and trilby hat, and lots of memories and photos of comrades and places visited. Brussels, Hamburg, the Harz Mountains, Hanover, and then I had a spell at Trieste and Venice. We were also places I remember, and the canal and St. Mark's Square and the Rialto Bridge. Coming home was special. It continues friendship for the Sewells and the Garsides, and back to the Co-op, where in 1948, at the age of 23, I became the youngest manager going to Balloon Street with the other Northwest grocery managers. Jim Law from Firgrove, I remember, Sam Jackson from Shawforth, Harry Barlow from Whitworth, Cliff Hill from Lane Bottom, and many, many more real gentlemen at the time. I was at the Co-op for 22 years, till 1968, after which it was CPO and demolished, or as they say, progressed. Don't be daft, I say. Good houses demolished to make way for tin boxes. My move to Rochdale Auto Grocers Cash and Carriage followed, with Arnold Fielding as manager, and his wife Doris were nice people, and it was a great place to work. After about 10 years, Arnold retired, and I took over the reins with a nice group of people to keep the place going for the small family grocers. Pam Preston was secretary and office boss, with Kathleen Jakes and her husband Geoffrey were valued members of the happy family we became. Retirement came in 1990 at the age of 65, and I have kept active with caravanning and cricket and football clubs, taking pride of place for a few years. But various things don't go to plan, and I retired from both clubs, like losing a close friend and many happy days at both the cricket club, at the showground, below Trap Inn, and building the present football ground at the back of the halfway house, with Ken Rutherford, Rod Fitton, Stevie Sudworth and lots more friends, too numerous to mention. Now it's Ward Lister Group, with lots of new friends and faces, and new interests spring up with ideas and memories, and my hobby of model making funding a special place in its development. Peter Whitehead from Buckley Lane, Terry Mitchell from Wardle Farm, Bernice Clifton from Bank Cottages, who remember my cousin Kenneth Simpson and his family. Anna Grinrod and Andy, I remember Harry with lots of affection. All the people bring back memories of years gone by, and with many tales too numerous to record. A lasting memory of our day trips to Cairo by Concorde, a raffle prize I won from Simpson's Ready Foods. Number 13 ticket was a lucky omen for me. It was a glorious weekend, finishing up at Wembley with the Manchester City vs Chelsea League Cup final. Visits to Tenerife for today's group conferences were also part of my life as manager at the Rochor Wholesale Grocers, and a 3-day trip to Monte Carlo, including the casino and the tunnel, brought memories of Formula One races we see on television. Greece was also on the group agenda, with a large hotel in Athens as our headquarters. A visit to the Parthenon and the Acropolis and all the city of Athens. My companions on this trip were Tony Lewis and Robin Anstess of Rengrow, noted for his cheese lectures. Many happy times with the staff at local quizzes were known as Arnie's Army. We never won, but it was good fun and part of a good relation exercise. Memories are still flooding in, and places that come up in conversation every day.